Hey, it's Kelly, and welcome back to the Unnamed Cast. Now, imagine your card declines at the hospital, so they just let you die. The reality is, you don't have to imagine. This is a real thing that's been happening now for a while, due to the lack of humanity and priority in the health system. Healthcare is a human right. This shouldn't have to be debatable. Quite a bit needs to change here. To skim the surface of this discussion, I believe we all have a right to health that we need to recognize and claim for ourselves. I also believe that we need to separate the ideas of health insurance and healthcare and halt the insurance system entirely. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what's often quoted in regards to what we are guaranteed. If one of the three must be sacrificed in favor of another, doesn't this quote lose any meaning it once had? A 2017 study found that 33% of all Americans with medical bills were unable to pay for basic necessities like food, heat, and housing, and the National Bankruptcy Forum finds that medical bills are the number one reason for bankruptcy in the United States. This is where I believe the issue begins with the current health system. It places defaults in the hands of the unfortunate, as if they choose to struggle, and shrugs its shoulders when they're unable to pay to fix it. The lines between healthcare and health insurance have been blurred to obscurity by now. The truth is, the United States doesn't even have a healthcare system, only an insurance system. And, surprise, surprise, insurance is only available to those who can afford it. A blanket coverage system would be the only way to truly claim our human right to health. What I mean by this is that all treatment and resources for the better of the people should be paid for solely by the government. I'm aware this raises concerns, like, are you serious? What are you, some kind of communist? The economy will be ruined? Well, not at all. See, a single-payer system is not about individual insurance for everyone. It's about bettering the community as a whole. If the majority of the government funding in question went into making resources available and up to par, there wouldn't even be a need for excessive spending on individuals. Think of it like this. If a store spent money on good materials, they wouldn't have to worry about the expenses of refunding every dissatisfied customer. In regards to the economy, a single-payer system will actually be very beneficial. A study from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst finds that cumulative healthcare costs could be lowered by up to $1.8 trillion over the next 10 years under a single-payer system. It's easy to see that the current insurance system in place preys on the poor and marginalized. Harvard researchers led a study on this and find that lack of health insurance is at fault for nearly 45,000 deaths per year. That's 45,000 empty chairs at family occasions, rooms left untouched, and so much potential quickly wasted. All because the system failed them. This is cruel and inhumane. Truly, there's no reason why health should be associated with financial constraint, and no reason why people should have to choose between food on their plate or essential medicine. As a society, we need to stop making excuses for the faults of our government. An insurance system simply won't work anymore. It never has. We as a people need to demand genuine health care to bring justice to our past generations, thrive in the present, and secure the futures of many others.